This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for January 2012. Our guest is Dr. Samuel Wong, a world-renowned conductor of the finest orchestras in the world, including the New York Philharmonic, the Royal Philharmonic of London, the Hong Kong Philharmonic, and many, many others. He is a medical doctor specializing in ophthalmology, an eye surgeon, a husband and father of two children, and the founder of Global Music Healing Institute. Dr. Wong's passion for medicine and music has permeated his life. Dr. Wong, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Dr. Frank. A pleasure.
Dr. Wong, how does classical music play a part of your life as a medical doctor and conductor? And what musical instruments do you play?
Classical music from Bach to Mahler to Stravinsky has been the oxygen in my life. It's a great passion for me and a great pleasure. So I think ever since been in my mother's womb, I heard the pounding of the heart and then the drumming of the drum beats. But then I became interested in piano and then finally in orchestration and orchestras, conducting the Bach Society Orchestra at Harvard, and then finally the New York Youth Symphony and the New York Philharmonic in my youth. It's a great thing because I was always surrounded by music. My sisters played piano, my brother played the violin, my mother sang, and my father loved Anglican hymns.
Dr. Wong, please share with my radio audience a short story of sharing your gift of music with patients to promote healing.
There are two I would like. One is of the autistic children I've seen at NYU, where people are completely isolated and not verbal. But when you put a mallet in their hands and they're playing xylophones, often two and three can be made to communicate very effectively and, in fact, make chamber music together. And they wake up as if from sleep. The other story is that of an aphasic man who couldn't even speak a single word, but when asked to sing, as in opera or a song, he was able to sing the words so that we bypassed those verbal circuits into musical circuit.
Dr. Wong, please share with us the rules of the house and what they mean.
This refers to music therapy that I did at the Beth Abraham Hospital in the Bronx, where very severely aphasic patients, some demented patients and post-stroke patients that came together to make music, whether it be maracas or drums or singing or guitar, they all participated in a joyous sound. It was a beautiful chamber music, and even the most handicapped or the most affected patients were able to join in and have real joy in the music making.
That's just wonderful. Dr. Wong, please tell us about your work and founding of the Global Music Healing Institute.
We founded globalmusichealing.org in 2005 with a black tie dinner at the United Nations. And we had a big scientific session and an international panel to discuss the use of music for medicinal purposes. And that includes using music and harnessing the power of music in chronic pain, in autism, in dementia, and also in post-stroke victims, in both helping them to speak and also to retrieve memories in Alzheimer's diseases.
Dr. Wong, thank you for sharing your healing gifts of music and surgery with so many people and for sharing the value of music for healing with my radio audience.
Thank you so much, Dr. Frank.